You're listening to Miracle in Shreveport, a memoir of baseball, fatherhood, and the stadium that launched a dream by David and Jason Benham, as read by David and Jason Benham. To Grandpa and Grandma, thanks for your faithfulness to come to all our games through the years, and thanks for always buying our cleats and gear. Playing in sneakers would have been tough. Even though you screamed at us from the stands, we always knew you loved us. God is always at work in our lives. Even when we can't see Him, He's working in ways we may never know. But sometimes we get to see His fingerprints in our life's story firsthand, and it marks us forever. From that day forward, we walk with newfound strength, armed with a testimony of God's goodness, His faithfulness, and His sovereign hand to write our story into His story. John Piper once said, God is always doing 10,000 things in your life, and you may be aware of three of them. We've found this to be true in our own lives. Maybe you have as well. We all have difficult and trying times when things seem to be going wrong and we can't catch a break. It's just the way of life on this side of eternity. And sometimes we question God or wonder if He really even cares at all. Well, He cares. We know this because we've been there before. And we've watched Him work in ways we never imagined possible. Many of you know us from the time we got fired by HGTV, which was a tough time for us. We'd thought a new show with a network was our chance to do something great for God, something that could influence our culture for good. Then the rubber met the road, and we refused to compromise our principles. That's when we got the old heave-ho and lost the show. Getting thrust into a media controversy was not exactly what we had in mind for our lives. But God was working behind the scenes, and we could trust Him because we had seen Him work on our behalf before.